The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to cheer you up on this Tuesday morning by talking about the wonderful topic of death. Because joining me now is Joe Toomey, Funeral Director at O'Connor's Funeral Home in Northgate Bridge, close to Blarney in Mid Cork. Now, he had a proper job as a quantity surveyor, but he had a passion to always get involved as a funeral director as a young fella. And he went off and got trained, and he's here to tell us about people who are first generation funeral directors getting involved. You're very welcome, and thanks for coming up from Cork live in studio. Just tell us about your own journey, first of all.
Thank you very much, Ivan. Before I start, I must thank my boss for giving me the time off to come up here and for giving me the time to train in this fabulous profession. So,
and that is Mr. O'Connor, is it?
Well, Laura Humphreys.
Oh, Laura Humphreys is the boss. Okay. So tell us about your journey.
So my journey started at about 13 years of age at a funeral in Dunamore, where I'm from in County Cork, a big GA funeral. And I remember the funeral took place at the house. It was a removal. And my dad tapped me on the shoulder. And I remember this man distinctly, with white hair, with his hands behind his back, talking to a group of people. And I remember my dad tapping me on the shoulder. And you'd swear it was, you know, maybe someone like yourself, a celebrity. And he said, "Do you know who that is?" And I said, "No." He said, that's Val O'Connor.
And the kind of respect they were held in as the undertaker.
Sure.
And there is a particular mannerism they have of patience and kind of almost kind of look of dignity about them and sereneness about them. It is an art form, isn't it?
Well, I suppose for a good funeral director, definitely like Mr. O'Connor, I was...
It's a kind of formality, is it?
I suppose it is, but he was just so well respected,
yeah.
You know? And that appeals
so
to me.
So tell us about your journey then.
I went into O'Connor's on transition year work experience, and I spent 2 weeks there. I was then offered summer work, which I was really grateful for. And then leaving cert came, and I had a chat with Finbar O'Connor and my family, and they advised me not to put all my eggs in the one basket. I was lucky to have choices when it came to my leaving cert, and I decided to be a quantity surveyor. So I did a 4-year degree in MTU and qualified as that, and worked in the UK for an absolutely brilliant company. But I remember talking to a project manager over there after a match, and he was saying, what do you want to do? And I said, I'd love to give the funeral business a try, you know. And he said, if Joe Toomey wants to be an undertaker, he becomes an undertaker. I said, it's not that simple. Mm. He says, it is that simple. So I decided to come back to O'Connor's at the Northgate Bridge, and I trained in embalming, funeral directing, and I spent a small bit of time in America.
How long did the training take, and where did it happen? Is it a college or where?
The Irish College of Funeral Directing and Embalming in Sligo. I trained in embalming there for just under 2 years.
So, let's get straight to it. The body's died, it's laid out in front of you. What is the embalming process? Because they ask everyone to leave, and they come back, and Auntie Mary looks better than she's looked in the last 20 years. What do they do? Because there's also liquid issues.
There sure are.
Discharges.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not really going to go into that now, because I'm starting out in the industry, and there are people a lot more qualified than me who can, but I'm really, it's really humbling work, the work I do. It's such a huge responsibility to look after someone's deceased loved one, and we have a huge responsibility as embalmers and funeral directors to look after them, you know.
Yeah, no, but the point is, it does require a skill.
Sure does.
And like, in other words, what's the longest someone could be sort of laid out for?
Generally in Ireland, you're talking 2 to 3 days. Look, if you have someone coming from Australia or from abroad, you can...
The embalming allows you to do it longer?
It does. It does.
And do you ever find it, like, kind of, you know, like that you kind of feel a bit kind of icky about, like, you know what I mean, that you'd be nervous touching a dead body, no?
Well, you know, any good embalmer who goes into the mortuary puts on their professional cap straight away. And it's a case of, look, I'm going to get you looking as good as possible for your family because you're the most important person here. And the next few days is all about you. So my professional thinking cap would go on when I would do that job,
okay.
You know.
Now, cremation or, there's a couple of trends I noticed. First of all, it's now often done in one in other words, they don't have the removal from the house, you know, arriving at the church, and then a separate day of the funeral. They tend to do it that they might be reposing directly in the funeral home, and then one where it goes from the funeral home to the church. So there's only one day you can really go, maybe. Just tell us about some of the trends in terms of the changes that you've seen, because COVID did have an impact on some of this.
It sure did. What we're seeing now a lot, especially in Cork, I'm sure a lot of places in the country, someone might pass away and the family might want to bring them home that evening, wake them in the house privately. Then they might come to the funeral home the following evening, maybe go home again, or the deceased person would stay in the funeral home, and then the family all come in the morning after and follow them to church. They're not going to church alone, you know. It's all about, you know. Mm. So,
and does it vary between town and city?
I would think it does.
Because I noticed in Dublin there are different traditions. Down the country, it's more of a kind of experience over a few days, and the neighbours make the cups of tea and the singers and all that kind of thing.
Oh, definitely. I was at a funeral in a parish not too far out from the city, but in the country, a big farming parish, a big GA parish, and the community rallied around, you know, people out filling.
And is waking in the home still a thing?
Oh, it is. It's big in the country. It's big.
Okay. Cremation. Where are we with that?
So cremation is on the rise.
Why?
When it comes to costs, for people buying new graves especially, to buy the grave and to open the grave would cost a small bit more than cremation. But a lot of people like the idea of it, and definitely with social media, it has really, you know, brought people along and said that this is okay too, you know. Apart from traditional burial.
The other thing that's changed is funeral notices in the paper. It's all RIP.ie, and there was a bit of controversy about competition for that and charges for that. What's the latest on the best way to do an obituary?
So the layout of the obituary hasn't really changed. You know, when it comes to RIP.ie, families might like to put in a thank you to the people who looked after their loved one during the last few days.
Yes, the hospice or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. In the newspaper, that can be done as well. It sure can. But generally, RIP would be more, a lot of people would really push for that.
Now, why are funerals so expensive?
Well, if I bring you down to Cork into our funeral home, we're on call 24/7, you know.
Like $5,000 would be the normal cost. Would it be including everything?
Yes.
Would that include the headstone for that? No.
No, it wouldn't. That would be totally separate for the.
$5,000 would be a rule of thumb, or is that a pricey funeral?
That would probably be general. You know, 5.5, 6.5, upper or lower. You know, somewhere around that.
There's also a tradition. You know, such and such a undertaker buried my father or my siblings or whatever. Is that still the case, or do people shop around?
In a lot of places, it is, but definitely, people would be prone to seeing where they could get a better price. But generally, Ireland is such a special place when it comes to tradition and saying, they looked
question.
After us.
So I have told all my children, I want a lion state for 3 days. Okay. I want a huge mausoleum of a headstone. I want the whole trimmings and the whole lot, an unvarnished oak coffin, and weeping and gnashing for as long as you can do. Do people leave instructions about what hymn they want and what they want? Or do they usually, is it almost like kind of superstitious to do that?
Some do. And it's lovely to see a family coming in with a sheet of paper, Mam wrote this down, and if we don't go by this,
Oh, I've left
she
an epistle
would not be
for
happy.
Them.
Absolutely. Yes, no, it's lovely. People do. People
All right.
do.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. You're a young man and I wish you well in your career as an undertaker. We're going to be hearing more of you. Joe Toomey from Funeral Directors at O'Connor's Funeral Home in Cork's North Gate Bridge. A great service and someone's going to need it sometime. Thank you for joining us here. Coming.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.